Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
Does someone have the net tonight? KF4, TEK? Sounds like no. So, I'll start the net, but I need 2 minutes. KF4, TEK. Alright, let's go. QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4, TEK, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m., plus or minus, local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. Obviously, I'm not prepared to run the net this evening, so I don't have a topic, but if you have a topic or question that you would like to bring to the net, please call now. Okie dokie. We'll just play Stump the Chump. If you come up with a question while we're doing the roundtable, just toss it out there, and we'll see if I can answer it, and if not, maybe someone else can. Does anyone have any news or announcements that they would like to share with the net this evening? If so, please call now for news or announcements.
W4RKU.
All right, there's somebody. For a minute there, I thought, you know, maybe I wasn't getting out. Usually somebody has news or announcements. Go ahead, W4RKU. Thank you.
KF4TEK, W4RKU. Yeah, I just wanted to put out there, and last I saw, we're still looking for somebody to kind of coordinate the Christmas party. We don't have somebody who's following up and making sure we've got anything. So, if you got a few extra minutes in the next couple of weeks, it would help get things in order for that. So, outside of that, that's all I can think of right now. So, I'll turn it back to you, and you're not alone. K4TEK, W4RKU.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin. If anyone has a few spare moments to help coordinate holiday gathering, please let us know. I have a question. I'm running WSJTX, and it doesn't seem to be reporting. I'm receiving stations. I can see them in the log, but they're not going over to PSK Reporter.info. The checkbox is ticked, and I can get to the Internet on this machine. In fact, I downloaded the latest version of WSJTX 2.5.4, and it's busy listening to 160 meters as I speak, but not sending any reports over to pskreporter.info, so that's kind of weird. If anybody knows why, let me know. All right, let's go for a round of check-in. Anyone who'd like to join us this evening, call now.
Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, Robert in Reva, Virginia. We'll wait.
BFR.
KO4, November Mike Charlie.
K2PI.
KN4MLX, no comment.
KO4VNZ. WB7RAV, no comment.
KQ4CVF.
Alright, let's hold it there. I have W4RKU from before, K1HTV, K4GVH, Robert, K3FR. KO4NMC, K2PI, KN4MOX, no comment, KO4VNZ, who won the double, WB7RAV, no comment, and KQ4 Charlie Victor Foxtrot is what I wrote. Hopefully that's not too wrong. Anyone else or any corrections, please call now.
November 4, X-ray Charlie Hotel, no comment.
Delta Sierra, no comment.
All right, will the station ending Delta Sierra please call again?
TRI and Bravo, Delta Sierra, no comment.
All right, thank you all very much for stopping by. That's a pretty good group, so we'll start at the top with Kevin. This is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday night Technical Services Net, and we'll turn it over to W4RKU. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, W4RKU. Thank you, Mike, for running Net tonight, and thanks for doing this. Well, the PSK reporter is up, that's all I know. I actually spent a good part of my weekend doing the CQ Worldwide CW contest this weekend. Made 284 contacts for score 202.
November, Romeo, 3, November, connected to W4VA.
And there it goes, all of Kevin's hair. All right, Kevin, thanks for that. Hope the CWID didn't push you over the edge. Up next, K1HTV, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Mike, KF4TEK and the group, K1HTV, thanks for coming in and picking up the net. And it was great to see you at the Farrah breakfast yesterday. We had a good group. I counted either 16 or 17. We had to keep adding tables, made an L. And those who didn't attend missed a good gathering. Yeah, I'm not sure about the PSK report. I put my call in. I can see what my put outs. I put your call in. I see nothing. So, other than, you've got to check. You've got the checkbox checked. You saved it. Make sure you go back to the settings and make sure that you actually click the OK after you change the, after you check the checkbox. You have to click the OK button on the bottom of the page, of the settings page, before it'll take. So, just make sure you check it. When you go back to the page, it should be, if it's checked already, well, that's all set. But just go back to that page, make sure that you did click the OK button at the bottom of the WSJTX page, the settings page for reporting. And other than that, I don't know what to tell you. It's working. other than that, not too much. I did not get on the contest at all. A lot of other things to do. I had a long Zoom call Saturday afternoon. I had the breakfast in the morning. Went to sleep early Friday. Was exhausted and did not get to do any CW in the evening and for the DX contest. And the morning came and the club meeting and then went home, started prepping for the Zoom call. And the Zoom call lasted long, well into the afternoon. It's a call with a number of blind hams around the country using the QLog program for so they can use FT8. So by the time that was over, I was kind of exhausted. Had a bite to eat, ended up falling asleep in my chair. And next thing I know, it's like 8:30, and I didn't feel like doing any CW and had to get up early for church. It just went on and on. And today Andy came over and just did not do any CW operating at all. I don't even have to worry about pulling out my hair. I'm losing it without the CW. But anyway, looks like the solar flux does not want to climb out of the 105s, 106, 107 mark. See, the KNX is up a little bit, so it's hoping that we get a little perk up from the sun, but it's not cooperating. It's pretty stable as far as the solar flux numbers. So, but the upper bands are still open. You're still seeing openings on 15, 12, and 10 meters, so a lot of DX still to be worked. That's it for now. Again, thank you very much for doing the net, and we'll be listening for the Wednesday night. Hopefully we'll get a taker for the net control on Wednesday as well. 7-3 from K1HTV.
All right, Rich, 7-3. Thank you for all that. And I don't know, for all I know, this may be a night that's also assigned to me. I thought I was only the third Sunday of the month, but I'll have to double-check that. It could just be me messing up. All right. We're up to K4GVH. Robert and Reva, how are you doing tonight, sir?
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. I had a real good Thanksgiving. Got to spend 5 days with my dad there. Really enjoyed that. Came home today and went to the doctor's appointment on Wednesday. Thought we were going to be able to see the doctor. They didn't tell us that he wasn't going to be in until we got there. That wasn't very good. It was very terrifying. Got up at probably 6:30 or 7 o'clock on that Wednesday morning. My aunt picked me up about 8:15 from here, went all the way in the cough up to the Wells Springs. Went in there, and the nurse at the desk said, well, the doctor will not be in today. He's on vacation. I don't know why in the world they didn't tell us that before we even left home. So I don't know. So now I got to be scheduled to go on December the 13th to the doctor for the A1C check. And no, that sort of thing. But I wasn't very happy with that. But we did get to go out after all and eat at IHOP. And I got me a steak omelet that morning and had me a little bit of fruit and then got ready for Thanksgiving week and ate a lot of leftovers when me and Dad bought it back. But other than that, I'm doing well. The HF is really working well at Dad's. I haven't been on it much either. I'm like Rich. I've been going around wore out with this old time and that sort of thing. But other than that, you take care, and we'll be chatting again with you on that K4GVH in 73.
All right. Thanks very much, Robert. Well, sorry to hear you had a little snafu with your appointment, but hopefully get everything taken care of before that gets out of whack. That A1C is tricky. All right. K3FR, Ron, how you doing tonight?
K3FR, very good. Thank you, Mike, for taking it up this evening. And like Rich, enjoyed seeing everyone out there on Saturday. That's a good crew we had, absolutely. And aside from messing around with the computer and making my own QSL cards and moving pictures around and opening up space on my C drive, I really haven't done very much of anything. Certainly not much on the radio, other than just listening in and joining this. So that's about all I can put say for today. K3FR is well, and he just, like Rich, goes to sleep at the wrong times and wakes up at the wrong times sometimes. KF4TEK, K3FR.
All right, fine business, Ron. It was good to see you Saturday as well. All right. Sorry, brain burp. For those of you who wondered why I don't have NetLogger up and why I'm missing some of the names, it's because my Linux box is not currently running and I don't have my Windows box set up with NetLogger, so I apologize for that. But I'm going to move on to KO4NMC anyway and say, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Mike. This is KO4NMC, Alan in Gainesville. I feel some of your computer pains. I'm just kind of coming out of, I fed my my laptop a cup of coffee a few weeks ago, and it kind of jammed me up for a while. So it turns out the computers don't really do real well with coffee. So just kind of getting everything set up after that, and I know kind of the pain of moving things over and pulling things from backup and all of that. So good luck with that. Not a whole lot going on in ham radio for me, just coming back from a lovely trip to see my brother in the Norfolk area for Thanksgiving, and went well. Everyone had a good time. It's just starting to, families are, in my family at least, just starting to get back together in earnest after the pandemic, so it's kind of fun. Nothing more than that, really. I think you answered my question about the nets. I assume you guys have some sort of out-of-band communication on who runs the nets and who's taking what kind of schedule. So other than that, all is well. 7-3 to all. This is KO4NMC. Back to Matt.
Roger that. Yeah, there's a calendar. There's a Google calendar, and I have the link somewhere, but it's not on. I think I have one device that I've saved access to that, and I forget which one it is, and it's technology, you think it would be easy, and it should be, but for some reason I'm having a hard time getting out of my own way on this one. But anyway, thanks for joining us. And if you ever feel like taking a slot at network control, just let one of us know or let anyone know, and we'll get the information to Sippy, and he will add you to the calendar. And then all we'll have to do is look at it. So this is KF4TEK for the Far East Internet Technical Services. And then I found out what my problem was with WSJTX. I thought I was being clever at one point. Apparently I put a slash two after my call sign in WSJTX so that I could monitor a different radio and I could compare what one radio was doing with the other one, and then I forgot I did that. And then apparently PSK Reporter does not do substrings in the call sign search box. You have to type it exactly as it is entered in the report. So asked and answered. All right, we're up to Harv, K2PI. How you doing tonight?
Good evening, KF4TEK in the net from K2PI. Thanks for doing this, Mike, and doing great. Even if it's off the cuff, sounds very much not off the cuff. So thank you. Nice breakfast on Saturday. Good to see everybody. Had some interesting conversations, and I'm glad to see those have resumed. I think we talked about a bunch of ham radio things. We talked about a bunch of historical things, and got a lot of time and camaraderie with fellow hams. So I encourage everybody to come out. We filled up a table and moved on, you know, spilled over into another a little bit. So we certainly could use a lot more people there. There's plenty of room. So look forward to seeing others there. I also worked in the CQDX CW this weekend, and unfortunately, the Echo Link announcement is so loud it drowned out a good portion of what Kevin was saying, so I didn't hear his cue rate or any of that, but I'm glad to hear he was also in there with me. I was operating as a QRP entrant unassisted, which made it really difficult. Couldn't use the spotting network and was just tuning along. So in about a little over 9 hours, I made 158 QSOs and a total of 65,000 points out of that, which translates to 47 zones in 101 countries. So I did make the XCC as a QRP entrant this weekend, so kind of happy to do that, but I wasn't, of course, winning any awards for that, but had a lot of fun anyway doing it. I also enjoyed using a new transcription headset. I have a preference for transcription headsets for CW, and I just bought a new one. Quite impressed with it. They're really, really light, and you don't really realize you have it on. And if you're somebody who's doing contesting for CW, if you've got a big set of earmuffs on, it can be really uncomfortable after a few hours. But a transcription headset, if you don't have to worry about people near you making noise, it's just beautiful. You almost forget you have it on, and you will at times, so that's really good. Also, the little antenna work this weekend, pulled down one of my ZS6BKW dipoles, checked it out, made sure it was clean for the winter, and raised it back up and got another 15 feet out of it since the tree had grown on one side. So I'm in a little better shape. Anyway, good to hear everybody back to net. KF4TEK, K2PI.
All right, our fine business. Good work on the contest there. And yeah, I missed disabling the announcement until right after Kevin, but it should be quiet now, so sorry about that, Kevin. All right, KN4MLX with no comment. KO4VNZ, how are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, this is KO4VNZ. Thanks, Mike, for making the net. I'm doing pretty good. Kind of overwhelmed all of a sudden for going so long without any radio equipment except this HT, but now thanks to the loan of your radio, and also I'm purchasing from KD9ATF, I'm purchasing a FT450D, and so all of a sudden here I'm going to have a whole bunch of radio equipment to play with. Other than going to the luncheon, I haven't done a whole lot. I spent most of today getting 5 strings out of 6 strings of lights for my Christmas tree working, just by cannibalizing the 6th string. So, let's see. I'll reiterate something that I mentioned at the breakfast. Let me catch a nickel. At the breakfast, I reminded people that on December 7th, the day before our club meeting, there's a occultation of Mars and the Moon. And if you're interested in dates or the times when you can best see that from your location, you can just Google Mars occultation 2022, and there's a whole bunch of websites that goes into all the details on that. But it should be pretty spectacular. I think Mars is going to be about a -1.8 magnitude, so should be a lot of fun to see that. Other than that, that's all for me. This is KO4VNZ, back to net.
All right, fine business. I Googled that and I spelled it wrong, and it's occult. Occultation, it turns out, is O-C-C-U-L-T-A-T-I-O-N, occultation. So, cool, thanks for that lead. We are up to KQ4CVF. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well tonight. Mike, thanks for taking the net. Just got back from Charleston, South Carolina. We went down to visit
our daughter and three grandchildren, 7, 5, and 3. So that was a very noisy experience, but we got plenty of turkey. So worth the trip. And had a lot of plans for today. I was going to get a dipole up in the air, but, of course, it rained. So instead, I tried to get some frequencies into the new-to-us IC-746 Pro using the RT System software. So it looks like that's working. Other than that, not a whole lot going on here. Back to net control.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for joining us, and thanks for that. And hope you can join us at our future nets. All right, that is the end of my list. So I'll make one call for new checks or rechecks if you would like to say something else, or if you are waiting to join us, thank you. Now is a great time to call and join the FARA Technical Service Net.
KN4QXD, no comment. Good evening, everyone.
All right, we picked up KN4QXD, no comment. Thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure to hear when folks are out there listening to us and letting us know you're out there, even if you don't have anything you'd like to say, so appreciate that. All right, well, while I got the key down, I'll say that this is call sign for, no, this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. Stand by, please. Awesome. This is KF4TEK closing the FARANET and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all, and good evening, 73.
Three, Mike. Thanks. K2PI.